Brown Gopher football was a crime. Wasn't worth a dime, and Gill said it's time to go get Lou. You were real bold, said Minnesota was cold. That's what you were told, but winning was your goal. Wasn't it Lou? The legislature got lots of jokes. When you talked about building the Taj Mahal, but you wanted to wrap this inside, and you would not be denied. You were so visible now, you got charisma, you cannot conceal. Things were going good, you knew they would. Gophers looking like they should, and anybody said they could play for Lou. You were looking mean, looking real clean, buddies with the dean, you know what I mean. Oh, don't you, Lou? You said it would be 86. We'd go to Pasadena and get our kicks. Ah, but you were playing your own kind of game, as you were holding out for Notre Dame. Something you did not find it necessary to reveal. Eve, you said you had to leave. No time to grieve. Had something up your sleeve. Didn't you lose? In your contract, you can make a pact with the Irish, to be exact. You were ex post fact. Won't you lose? All your players were feeling bad. Trusted you like their own dead, but you didn't have time to care. You had the kind of job that was awful rare, so you didn't give a damn about how anybody else would feel. And the juice running down your chin. Carpet bag of roads like a roving
All right, 351, 29 degrees. I didn't know you'd save that one.
Oh, that's our guy. Oh, yeah. Still true today.
Yes, Dave, yes. All right.
It was one of those days that he had a revelation, you know, he just wanted to share with everybody.
Oh, I did something like a jerk, I recall. I don't recall what it was, but it just occurred to me that I was, well...
Whatever you said.
Well, what was that again?
No.
I don't think we need to.
No,
Don Vogel, KSTP.
You could always say he's a Democrat.
AM. I just know he's going to play that again. I just feel it.
The symbol I'm talking about.
Oh,
the symbol.
You got Berg all excited in the other room. He says, there's an ad. Oh, man. Ooh. He likes that thing. 646-TALK is the number. Maria.
Hello, Don.
All right.
I'm glad I could get on to say goodbye to you. Because of you, I started listening to KSTP, and now I've been listening to it ever since. And I thank you for that. And I have a name for the outdoor hour.
Good. What is it?
Bag 'em and drag 'em.
Uh huh.
You know, when you shoot a deer.
Yeah.
The cash, you have to drag 'em.
Yeah, I got it. You're right. You do. Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
So it's you that we have to blame, is it?
We've probably.
I take full responsibility. But I am not a crook. That's right. Let me make one thing perfectly clear.
Hello, Jeff.
Hi, Don.
Yes, sir.
Just wanted to wish you best wishes. And I'm going to miss you a lot.
Thank you.
And I was just wondering, does KSTP, since this is such a big event, are they getting like the Super Bowl? Are they getting like 600,000 every 30-second spot? Or
Yeah. At 750,000, actually.
It seems worth it to
for
me.
For every spot, yeah, $750,000. And we're going to take the check. As a matter of fact, as a symbolic gesture, at the end of the program, we're taking the check, which will certainly mount up into the millions, and taking it right over to Mr. Hubbard, just drop it around his desk.
Well, I think he's worthy of it.
Certainly.
Also, I have another name for Dennis Anderson's outdoor hour.
This has gotten my mind a bit
lucky. Lucky you.
Go ahead.
Slam and saute him.
I like it. Thank you, sir. All right. 646-8255. McDougal has got another letter there from Mr. Kremlinger, who talked to us earlier, I believe.
Oh, is this the...
I'm sorry.
The infamous Christmas
it was?
The
letter that happened a couple of years ago that Mr. McDougal read in his unbelievable style. So here we go.
It says, Dear Don, Merry Christmas. And it starts out kind of nice. Well, about this time of the year, I usually take a moment to write a few letters to my friends. It's the time of year when I remember all the good things and indulge myself to the extent of getting a little sentimental. It's a snowy, blustery afternoon, but here in the recreation room downstairs, it's cozy and comfortable. I'm sitting before a nice open fire with a typewriter, sort of half listening to the radio, slowly sipping a nice, very dry double martini. I only wish you were here, but since you are not, the least I can do is to toast your health and happiness. So time out, old pal, while I bend my elbow to you. Next paragraph. I just took time out to mix another martini. And while I was up in the kitchen, I thought of all the time I would waste this afternoon if I went up to mix another drink every once in a while. So, I just made up a big pitcher of martinis and brought it back down with me, so I'll have it right here beside me. And wouldn't have to waste time making more of them. So now I'm all set, and here goes. Besides, martinis are a great drink. For some reason, they never seem to affect me in the slightest. I can drink them all night long. So here goes. The greatest thing in the whole world is friendship. And believe me, pal, you're the greatest pal anybody ever had. Do you remember all the swell times we had together, pal? The wonderful fishing trips. I'll never forget the time you pulled me away from the dock while I was standing up in the boat. And I fell into the lake backwards. You remember that, old pal? Well, it goes on from there.
Oh.
Downhill all.
I just grabbed ones that I've taped every phantom call I've done, and I always gauge them by your laughter. And I picked a couple that the laugh meter went unusually high on. And I thought I'd just read them before I'm shot, because after the bullet pierces my brain, I'm
probably a good way to go.
Okay.
Mitch, get that gun oil. What kind of gun is that again, Mitch?
Heckler & Koch HK21.
Heckler & Koch, whatever that is.
Okay.
And put on your headphones, if you would, and then you'll know when you're shot.
Oh, boy. Okay.
We like to do that because that way the bullet doesn't...
Don't worry about, getting it over with real quick either. Just start low and kind of work your way up towards the cerebral.
And it is radio, we do want to hear how these bullets affect you.
Okay. Right. We'll do it at the end of rather than any laughter following this, why don't we just blow my brains out here?
All right.
This was one of my favorites.
You have two?
I have a couple.
So at the conclusion of the second one, we'll shoot you.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, here we go. First one.
Howdy, Don. I'm bothered. I tell you, I'm bothered with all this commotion over Iran game, this darn deficit. The media in this country have been neglecting an important and pressing topic. I'm talking about earwax, Don. We have senators, congressmen, another assorted representative. But what's getting done? Not jack, that's what. Not a finger's being lifted in this direction. Drugs, sure, get rid of them. Immigration problems, heck yes, take care of it. Pollution, clean it up. The economy, help it out. But let's not forget about earwax, for God's sakes.
Don, my children will be coming home soon for the holidays. Herb and Gert go to school out west, and they'll be coming home for a visit soon. Herbert sure turned into a swell kid. He's a bit of a wild-noser. There's no question about that. He's a bit of a wild-noser. I don't think anyone's going to argue with that. But we're looking forward to seeing him, especially because, as they say, he's living on borrowed time. See, we almost lost him last year when he got sucked into a paper shredder while interning at the Pentagon. Oh, fortunately, they were able to sweep most of him up and get him on ice there, and he's okay. But our dear Gertie, will be coming home, and she's a peach, Don. She's captain of the debate team, works night at a morgue, puts herself through school that way, and she's a fun lover, too, that Gertie. Sometimes when she's working alone, she'll pull out a couple of the old staffs, and you'll prop them up in chairs, and she'll pretend they're having a little tea party or maybe playing a little bridge, and she'll get them in get them, pat them on the head or muss up their hair, She'll get a little football game going, Fire when ready.
And it is appropriate at that point, given the last phantom call, that this is the one.
Goodbye, Twin Cities.
Ends his life.
Huh? Here we go, I guess.
Nuts with that machine gun. It's a terrible thing.
Where can I go with my mother?
Like I'm losing a part of me.
Well, in a way you are.
I mean, it was just the two of us. I can leave a fraternity against the entire Twin Cities.
I know. I can leave a cane behind if you'd like.
Would you?
That would help.
Do you have a spare golf grip? You'll be fighting that heavy traffic on the Dan Ryan outbound. And
I will. I'll be outbound, inbound. I'll be all over the place. But listen, I really enjoyed your contributions to Twin Cities Radio, of course, and.
I got to ask you a question.
Yes.
Now, that station that you're going to,
yeah.
I don't know, are you naming that station?
I'm really not, because I thought it's not fair for me if they're still paying me here.
Are they still playing country at that station?
No, they dropped country because country was no longer cool.
I thought it would have been so good. I thought it would have been great, too.
No, I don't have to shovel the manure off my shoes to go into work anymore.
Good man, Don.
No, it's...
Well, well, Don, I have to get back out on the road now because there are traffic jams to report on.
Well, all right, Blank.
There are real traffic jams to report.
All right, Blank. And actually, in your case, Blankety Blank.
Absolutely. Don, good luck. We'll be talking to you later.
All right,
best
take care.
Best of luck to you, Don.
Thank
so
you.
Long, buddy.
Thank both of you. Appreciate
Bye-bye.
It. All right. That's Mr. Dean Spratt, of course, and Mr. And thanks to both of them. Yes, well, there was an episode that took place a while back on the program that we will replay now. It happened about a year ago, maybe a little less. It started out with a preacher who said that the Mr. Ed theme song had a satanic message in it. And so we wanted to find out what Don Vogel's theme song would be like, the Don Vogel song played backwards, if it had any satanic messages. And we did find a message in the Dun 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 Vogel song played backwards, and so let's reveal that right now.
646 Talk, and now we do have the official Don Vogel theme song backwards. Here's forward. Here's how it sounds forward. Okay, now backward.
There are things coming through backwards. I hear a chanting, sort of a satanic chanting, if you will, backward. Do you guys hear that? It's amazing. I don't know how to explain it, except I hear something in the background. It sounds like a satanic chanting.
Sounds like Deputy Dog.
Deputy Dog? Well, there it is. There's one part. Sit on my rod. 646 talk. Well, that's the Don Vogel theme song. Backwards. Part of the Don Vogel theme backwards says, "Sit on my rod." There you hear it. I didn't make it up. It's in there. And Bill Crumble, you knew it was in there when you did it. It's 59 degrees. And tonight, it'll be down to, oh my, where is it? Plus tonight, 47.
Oh, don't do this to me.
Very cloudy tomorrow. Chance of showers and storms, high 70. Right now it's 59 degrees. So you heard it, Lee Volzik. Metro traffic has heard it. The world has heard it. Bill Kremlinger knew what he was doing when he did that song. And there
he certainly did. Almost 422. It's still 29, is it, Dave?
28 now. It's gone down a degree from last hour. I just told you that not 10 seconds ago.
I was listening
to 28 degrees now. Oh, I'll be glad when you're gone.
28 degrees. Tonight, decreasingly cloudy?
Decreasing cloudiness. All right. Well, this is the fat slob, the round mound of sound, the better known to Satya as the fat slob. 646 talk, it's enough for the call. But the fat slob.
This is my kind of town, Chicago is. My kind of town, Chicago.
You know the worst of this, you guys?
My kind of people, too. People who smile at you and each time I. Chicago is calling me home. Chicago is one of.
I forgot the words.
Grin like a clown. It's my Chinatown.
Now, see, we have to show our charisma here, Gordon. Because this is an opera. McDougal's just bowing out of it.
I don't know the words.
Well, I thought you knew all these songs.
I don't know all these songs, Johnny. You can't expect me to know all these songs.
My kind of town Chicago is.
I know the Minneapolis.
My, we'll play that too.
Of town Chicago is.
Let's see if I remember the words of this
one. My kind of razzmatazz. And it has all that jazz and each time I leave Chicago is tugging my sleeve. Chicago is,
there we go,
the Wrigley Building. Chicago is the Union Stockyards?
No, not anymore.
Chicago is, yes, one town that won't let you down.
It's, come on, Bruce.
It's mine.
It's better, Mr. Will you
kind of town. But I'm a Chicago, Chicago.
A version of that where he said, the jumping pump room. Remember that?
The Chicago Cubbies.
Much better than the Union Stockyards.
Yeah, it's not a real big tourist draw, is it?
No, that's right. Come by the Stockyards and hold your nose. 646-8255. It is 427. Should we take a phone call here? 646-8255. If you'd like to say hello. And we will talk to Tom. Hi, Tom.
Oh, the past 48 minutes on this phone have been just phenomenal.
I'm glad you enjoyed them, sir, and it's nice to keep track.
I have to keep my voice down just due to the fact that I can't let the people here know that I'm calling you to wish you the best of, just due to the fact that Steve would get a little upset. And...
Oh, man.
Oh, boy. Oh. I'm sorry, man. Yeah, okay.
But I would hope, I mean, you know, I just hope that this would be between us. And
certainly will, man.
You
sure.
Know, that,
sure, that's
but,
fine.
But I just hope that you have a real good time, and you. I hope that you dance on State Street, you know, just like the song says. And
well, Tom, it was really nice, and I just want to thank you for...
Can I have you do one thing for me? Actually,
sure.
Two things. First of all, I want... to say, Shupa, baby, love your show. I sure as heck hate to see it go.
Well,
okay, wait, one other thing.
Yeah.
Would you please scream the real, you know what I mean?
Oh, you mean,
we're real, so real, real radio.
You know, guys. I have been sitting here for the past 1 year and 9 months with headphones on during these hours as I'm supposed to be writing, as a ripping copy and writing it out.
You'll never work for me.
Oh, listen.
Oh, listen.
Donnie.
Tommy, I just
Donnie.
I want to...
Brucey, Donnie.
Oh, Tommy.
Tommy.
You guys are beautiful, and I just want you to know, we're all here very happy to see you go. Me especially, because now I can concentrate on my job and not have this constant possibility of being fired.
I want to thank you for lingering.
Wait, here this comes up, guys.
What? I think...
Oh, boy.
Whoops. I could get in trouble for that, but...
I want to thank you for lingering on the phone lines.
No.
Would you do me one thing?
I'm glad your afternoon has not been mundane. What?
Would you give me the Doofus Award as soon as I hang up the phone?
I think you deserve it, sure. If you'd like, that would make
you
happy.
Just because I'm away from my desk, would you give it to me now while I'm on the air?
I certainly will. Here we go, Tom.
Well, here it is. Bye, guys.
Take it easy.
Gives you kind of a warm feeling, doesn't it?
It really does.
Oh, man.
Right way down there. traffic time. Right now, we've got Say Goodnight to Save. What else, Grace?
Saving Grace?
Saving what? Graceland? Here she is. Well, Johnny has to get back to the newsroom now, but he wanted to say something before he left here.
Well, I just wanted to say, Donnie, that it's going to be A sad day when you leave. We'll never replace you. And I'm only sorry that you didn't tell me about this earlier. Because I wouldn't have had to lay out all that money for the fish lunch that I bought.
Well, listen, I know that you've had to work very diligently to try to recoup your losses from
that. I'll never recoup. Oh, that was more than $10.
Oh, my God. But, should we take up a collection and pay him back?
Oh, don't bother, Donnie. Consider it a going away present.
As much as it hurts.
I'll collect from the other guys.
He's giving till it hurts, and oh, does it hurt. Well, thank you, John. Beautiful message there. Go back to the newsroom, would you,
thank
please?
You. I'm leaving.
All right. And now, ladies and gentlemen, Bruce Gordon is staying, and he'll do the sports right now. Oh, doofus time. Hey, listen, what if, speaking of doofuses, wouldn't it be ironic and fitting?
Just a minute. Now, I'm here to do sports. You mention my name, and you say, speaking of doofuses. Well, what do you think this is going to do for my career?
No, I was thinking, wouldn't it be ironic now if Dr. Dave called to wish me goodbye? I think that would be the total irony of the whole thing.
Oh, man.
Hey, Don, Dr. Dave, just calling to say goodbye to you, and I care, buddy. what
that
a day that
would,
was.
That would be a capper.
We were reliving that in the talk radio commissary today. We had a tape of that whole thing.
Did you? Oh, I haven't.
Yeah, we had David taped it, and we were playing it back.
I thought we erased that tape on purpose.
No, we had to say we're not going to play it on the air, but we did have the tape. If you didn't hear it on the air, well, too bad. Because,
did you play back those two songs that you played later in the afternoon? Was that... did you play back-to-back songs, or...?
Oh, no, we didn't play that far. We just... Yeah. But yes,
as you relive those moments,
it was quite a day. Yes, we certainly gave our legal department something to think about that day, and it was beautiful.
Yeah. Well, the Minnesota North Stars.
By the way, I want to thank the judge for supporting the program all these months. Thank you, Judge. All right, go ahead.
the North Stars will be taking on Edmonton tonight, and our North Star countdown begins at 8:00. And Al Shaver's play-by-play at 8:30.
Matter of fact, I heard our legal department was actually throwing a party when they heard I was weeping. Oh, no more lawsuits! Oh, God! I haven't been this happy in a long time! No more minority groups on our case! Everything is wonderful! Get the champagne out! This son of gun is going home! Where he belongs! Back there with the gangsters! Oh, yes. Yes, indeed. Thank you, Judge McDonald. I appreciate it, buddy. Yes, our legal department, you know, because I gave them some concerns from time to time. Of course, I always used impeccable judgment, Bruce, as you know.
Well, it's been documented.
Yes, and but, you know, they had their concerns, and I'd say, hey, guys, it's okay. No problem. Man. Don't worry about it. But
I must say, one of the real joys of working with you is to find out how far you'll go that day. You have so much in the way of guts, literally and figuratively.
Well, being foolish is what it is. And
oh man, you just—I never know how far you're going to go.
Nor do I, which is the problem.
Yeah.
Well,
I'm glad he's going. I don't care. Now I can work on writing contracts and things and. Don't have to worry about what that fat, blind slob's going to say. Every day I turn on my radio just to see what he'd say.
So, the North Stars and the Oilers tonight. Minnesota Strikers.
The reason we have to point out again the reason that...